Hey, this show is entirely listener supported. That's you. You're a listener. If you want to support the show and find out how to get bonus content and early episodes and monthly video hangouts with me and Jeff, you can head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Bubble wrap around and make you feel better.
Just a bunch of bubble wrap everywhere.
Safety first.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Octopuses.
Oh, no.
Cephalopods.
No.
Squid. They're cuttlefish.
They're your least favorite thing.
They should be everybody's least favorite thing, Jeff.
These aliens?
Relatively sure. Relatively sure
they're
aliens.
What are they up to now, Anthony?
Well, if we didn't think they's aliens before, this is a story that was sent in by numerous concerned citizens.
Yeah, well, they know.
The Cuddle Watch, I call them.
The Cuddle Watch.
A very specific subset of our concerned citizenry.
I really thought the Cuddle Watch was more of a, like, a loving, sweet hugs group.
Get your head out of your ass, Jeff. This is serious.
I really was hoping there would be more cuddling.
These aliens.
Okay,
and
sorry.
The Cuddle Watch sent in this study that was published in Current Biology.
Can there be cuddling, though?
Yeah. You go cuddle with an octopus. You see how it works out.
Well, they have so many arms. I feel like it would be
soft
in there.
Fucking, their tentacles are covered in razor sharp pinchers.
I forgot about that. And the beak.
And the beak.
Yeah, I forgot about the beak.
And they're distributed brains.
What are they up to now?
A study published in Current Biology from a group of researchers from the University of Adelaide have found since the 1950s, the overall population of cephalopods in the world's oceans has exploded, not unlike the human population since the 1950s.
Yeah, but you know, a 1950s octopus is so much different, you know, the wife really knew her place.
Yeah, I've seen Mad Men.
Yeah, so it's,
I've seen Mad Squid.
Mad Squid. Yeah. That one Mad Squid, he's always pretending to be somebody else.
And so they think that he's one squid, but he's really another squid, a coward squid,
coward
a deserter squid.
Yeah, but he put on a good face.
He did. And ultimately, I think, like, at his core, he wanted to be good.
Mm. You do?
You know?
Ultimately?
No. Because he's a fucking squid.
Oh. Yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Here's what's crazy about the cuttlefish population, the cephalopod population, exploding since the 1950s. Mm. Since the 1950s, we have had tons of climate change, overfishing, ocean acidification, all kinds of insane things have happened to the ocean, which have caused a drop in population of a lot of sea creatures.
Uh-huh.
The octopus has thrived. The squid has thrived.
So they're the cockroach of the sea?
They are actually called, according to people who study the oceans, the weeds of the sea.
The weeds of the sea.
The leader of the study, Zoe Doubleday, told Gizmodo that...
Zoe Doubleday. That Zoe sounds like
Doubleday.
A comic book character.
Zoe Doubleday.
Superman's been dating Zoe Doubleday.
She
reporter for the Daily Planet.
She was heir to the Doubleday publishing fortune.
Oh.
And she left to study squid.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
she said...
That doesn't sound fishy to you?
She said, Father...
I mean, so to speak.
She spoke in a transatlantic accent. She said, Father, I don't want to be a publisher. I don't want to work in the world of books.
What?
I want to work in the sea.
Every child of mine is going to work in the Doubleday fortune. It's not. I didn't spend my life building up the Doubleday fortune so that you could go off and spend your days gallivanting in the ocean.
Father, what good are books for learning? Wait a minute, I understand now. Having said that,
I get
why.
It's the primary function of books.
It's the primary function of books. Right. I do understand that now,
I mean,
Father.
Entertainment, I'm sure, is secondary. In Doubleday here, we reinforce entertainment and education. But I don't understand why you want to gallivant on the ocean tides. What's underneath there that would interest a woman such as you?
Oh, Father, what isn't underneath there? And then there was a huge musical number that we don't have the rights to.
Right.
Which is a bummer. But
in the 1950s, it wouldn't have done this.
So cephalopods tend to boom and bust. They're called the weeds of the sea. Mm. If environmental conditions are good, they can rapidly exploit those conditions because they grow so fast.
Well, wait a minute.
They adapt to everything.
But you just said they boom and bust. What causes them to bust?
Overconfidence, usually. They don't quit when they're ahead.
Yeah, hubris.
They say they're only going to spend like $50 on the tables, uh-huh. and then they like, and then they lose like 100,
right.
and then they fall into like gambler's fallacy.
What you get is that that sunk cost fallacy is what that is.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
and there's nothing that that ocean animals fall prey to more than a sunk cost.
That's what you're saying?
Oh, yes, you did it.
I felt like you were gonna miss it, and I couldn't let you miss it.
I love it. Hey. So what you're saying
they have distributed brains, right? So one table's up, like they're betting, and one table's up, and then the other one's down, and they're not talking. One tentacle's not talking to the other.
Well, you don't
one's up $75, one's down $350.
So what you're saying is we need to establish some sort of sea casinos to take down the cephalopods. That's our only hope.
It's probably the only way to do it, is sea casinos. Scientists don't know why they're proliferating so quickly, but one theory is it's our fault.
Well,
that's science.
Tends to be the case.
That's just good science.
Yeah.
Is that we
is
did
that,
it.
Is that just narcissism that we're like, we did it. We're the ones who did it. Or we're just doing all of it.
What if it was? What if it was narcissism? What if we were just like, oh yeah, carbon emissions and we're doing this and it's all our fault. And it's like, nah, we just think that because we have to insert ourselves into everything.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens is that the Earth just goes through smoke phases.
I think that's what...
What happens is every million years, the Earth just covers itself in a cloud of unbreathable smoke.
Sadly, I think that's what a lot of people think.
That is what a lot of people think. No, it's us, I think. It's probably us.
Did I do that? It's the Urkel of science. Was that me? Did I do that?
So the idea is, look, nothing can kill a cephalopod that doesn't want to be killed. Like we
what about
know
a harpoon?
That. No. They can catch the harpoon and then pick their teeth with it.
Oh.
Haven't you ever seen that?
I have. And they don't even do they have
I've
teeth.
Seen an animated reanactment of that.
They catch it,
yeah.
And they're just like thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they like and then they flex their tentacle and they've got a tattoo of an anchor.
Oh.
That's how you know they're a
and
tough
it,
one.
It's animated, it goes and then the anchor starts moving. Yeah.
Since nothing can kill a cuttlefish or a squid or an octopus. There's nothing really in the ocean. If something wants to kill a squid, like it's a fight, like it's going to be a fight.
Right.
But we have been killing off large numbers of predatory fish that would compete with cephalopods for food.
Oh, we're not even making the fair fight. We're all the stuff we're doing is just making their ascendancy happen faster.
Yeah. What we're basically like, we're basically the hand of the king here.
Oh no.
We are the cephalopod hand of the king.
Oh, that's not good.
Everything we do is in dark secrecy.
Well, that's good because, as you know, the hand of the king never dies.
No, the hand of the king always
has prosperity.
Lives well.
And, yeah.
Super, super successful.
It's the most secure job position.
People always are very grateful to the hand of the king. Once the hand of the king makes them powerful, mm-hmm. they're always like, good work, hand of the king.
Yeah.
You did a great job, and now you're going to get everything you deserve. Here's a fun country house. And
that's how it all works out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've killed a lot of the animals that would compete with cephalopods for food, so there's a ton of food for them. So they're just like
so they're slowly building
fucking,
an army.
Fucking and eating.
Slowly building an army.
Slowly building an army.
To one day rule the sea.
Yep.
And you know what they say? First the sea, then space,
yeah,
and then back down to Earth. It's kind of a triangle thing.
Sure.
It's like sea, space, and then back down to the surface.
It's kind of like the same way that we just keep going to space and we're not really doing much in the ocean.
Yeah.
We want to take over space first, and then we'll get back to the ocean.
Right. Yeah, just circle back around.
Because here's the thing. You know, have you ever gotten a job in something that you really love, and then it turns it into a job.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the president knows about that.
Yeah, the president knows all about that. You have 30 seconds.
Oh, motherfucker, this guy!
Yeah.
Seriously, he doesn't even want to be there! Did you see the shit about him, like, sitting at the table, and the people are yelling questions at him, and he turns to the dude he was sitting next to, and he goes, another day in paradise. Fuck you! You wanted this job, you asshole!
Is that 30?
You have, like, 5 more.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I had things like this happen. Like, when I was a teen, I wanted to work in a game store. And then I worked in a game store, and I was like, wow, this job is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, like that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I always remember is actually, like, from an episode of The Real World. And I think I've brought this up on the show before.
The Real World has taught us so much.
Dude, The Real World actually taught me a lot.
About the real world.
About the realest of the world. I'll tell you what, everything before like season 4 of The Real World, good life lessons.
Season 1 of The Real World is a piece of art because no one knew what reality television was yet. And so they're actually showing real shit.
It was nuts. Until then, all we had was an Albert Brooks movie about people wearing helmets on their heads.
Right.
Like, that's it. Yeah. A guy wore a helmet with a camera on his head in an Albert Brooks movie, and we were all like, that's hilarious. And now we do it for livings.
Yeah.
But here's what's up.
So's our president.
There was Real World Miami.
Mm.
And Real World Miami was the first one.
That was the hot tub one.
It was also the first one where they had to, like, find a job, start a business, work together.
Right, I remember that.
Because what happened was...
Was that the one with the cowboy?
There's always a cowboy. But, like, but the year before, what had happened was they had had the Real World, I think it was Boston. And what happened was there was a dude named Jason on Real World Boston who, like...
Is that the hot tub one?
They're all the hot tub one.
Okay.
But Jason just, like, didn't show up. Like, you never saw him. He lived in, like, $1 million house in Boston.
Right.
And just was, like, out doing shit. And nobody knew what. And he wasn't interacting with people in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, that guy's got it on lock.
Yeah.
He filled out the application. He got on. And then he was like, I'm not doing this. Catch me if you can, motherfuckers.
How is this like Octopi?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So, after that season, maybe Miami was season 5. After that season in Miami, they had to do a job together.
Right.
Right. And they were trying to figure out, they were given money to start a business.
Right.
And they were trying to figure
it's
out
like
what the business
surfboards
would be.
Or shoes or some shit.
Surfboards
right?
or shoes or comic books or some garbage. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like a bunch of teens were given like $1 billion.
Yeah. They were like all in a hot tub though.
They were
right?
all, yeah. It's always in a hot tub. It's six cowboys in a hot tub is basically the real world. Six cowboys and then like one black guy from Harlem just to see what'll happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the real
just
world.
Basically. Warm them up in that hot tub.
Yeah,
and see
warm
what
them
happens.
Up. See what happens. And what they have this beautiful aquarium because they always have a beautiful aquarium.
Always, yeah.
And the aquarium guy comes in and one of the roommates, I forget who it was like really into the idea of starting this business and nobody else was. And she was like, hey. So do you run this business? Are you like an independent guy who just like goes around and does? He's like, yeah, I love tropical fish. I love the ocean. I love studying animals. And so I started this business. And she's like, oh, that's cool. He's like, no, it's not. Never turn what you love into a job because then it's a job. Wow. He's like, keep what you love for yourself.
Wow. Real world dropping.
Real
college.
World. The aquarium guy on the motherfucking real world.
Yeah.
And I remembered that shit.
Yeah.
My whole life, I remembered that shit. And so this is what I'm saying is like, we don't explore the ocean or think about the ocean because that's vacation time. The
Even
ocean.
Deep ocean is vacation time?
Dude, I don't want to think about deep ocean.
Okay.
Because I want to bring my Kindle to the beach.
Right.
That's ocean time. I want to light a bonfire. Somebody's going to bring an acoustic guitar and or ukulele.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody brings drums, but like not like a djembe because like fuck that guy. He's not invited.
What other drum is there to bring to the beach?
Like a bongo or something? I don't know.
Okay.
Like the djembe is just like,
it's always
that's
a commitment.
A like that's a commitment though.
Yeah.
That's probably a white guy with dreadlocks. And
oh,
I'm not
definitely.
Cool with that either.
No, that's
he's
the guy.
He's not invited.
That guy.
Unless your beach Although, party literally looks like a stock photography beach party.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have the white guy with dreadlocks there.
Well, he came directly from his Real World casting audition.
He really did. He really did. He got
out of the hot tub.
He got an excellent vlogging opportunity with North Korea and he took it.
He took a ride with the cowboy and came over to the beach and hung out with us.
Yeah, he got a ride in a car with six cowboys. but that's why, so octopodes, the correct one is octopuses. They don't want to come up on the land first. They want to conquer space.
Right.
The same way we want to go from land into space.
Wow. That was a walk. We went to space on that story just
can
to
I
get
be,
back.
Can I be real with you?
Yeah.
There's not much to this story. We've really covered it.
Yeah.
I'm scared of octopuses. We're destroying the ocean. This is all we've gotten there.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is just like me dealing with my fear.
No, I hear you.
And convincing myself that they're not going to come onto land when they run out of ocean space.
Yeah. Little early 90s Anthony was watching The Real World going, someday, octopi are going to kill us
because
all.
Because they will.
Yeah.
Because like, because
he
the
looked
other
at
thing,
that tropical
the,
fish and went, you know what those fish aren't afraid of right now? Octopi, you know why? Because they were saved. They were yanked from the sea and put in that protective barrier inside.
Live in a cage free of predators. That's
real
all I want.
House, yeah.
That's how I live my life. A cage free of predators. I trap myself in safety and comfort.
So what you're saying is we are creating our own demise by destroying everything that could actually help us in our fight against the cephalopods. And they are just doing better, increasing in their numbers.
Living, loving, loving, living.
Yeah.
JK living.
Yeah. And getting smarter. We've established getting smarter.
Yep.
More of them.
We don't know that they're getting smarter. We just know that we're only now beginning to understand how smart they are.
Oh, they were always smart since the 50s.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, they weren't like socially smart. They were, you know, it took a while for them to kind of.
Do you know why they're not socially smart? Because they don't want to be. Oh. They're not social animals, Jeff. We've covered this. Oh. They hate each other.
Yeah.
They're
You should love them. They're kindred spirits.
No, Jeff. All they want to do is kill.
And they're not kindred spirits because...
All they want to do is kill me.
Oh, I see. All right.
Sorry, I needed it. Sorry. The heart of language is specificity. They want to kill me, Jeff.
Right.
And I'm not into that. There is a silver lining.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Here's the silver lining. It's a dark silver lining. It's dark.
That's not good. Silver linings, by their very nature, tend not to be dark.
But... Well, it depends, man. Like... If you are at a summer camp that is being hunted by an undead slasher,
right? Mm-hmm.
We're certainly not going to get into any copywritten territory. No, we're just saying maybe he's wearing some sort of sporting equipment,
right?
Maybe. But we're not getting into any
catcher's mask.
Yeah, you know? Could be a catcher's mask. Could be any kind of mask. We're not going to specify.
No. Other sports wear masks,
but like, let's say like. You're there, and everybody's boning except you, and they all get killed.
Story of my life.
And you're alive, and you had to watch all your friends die, and this thing tried to kill you throughout the entire night, and blah, blah. The fact that you survived is technically a silver lining.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Dark silver lining.
It's a dark silver lining.
Yeah. That's definitely how I would tell that story, too. So all my friends were murdered by a slasher who was dressed bizarrely. I'm not going to go into the details of how he's dressed.
Yeah. Silver lining.
I'm here.
What's up?
High five.
It's your boy. It's your boy, young virgin.
You know, I like to look at the world glass half full.
Yeah.
Of me being alive.
That's how I look at it. But here's the silver lining. The populations of cephalopods could be rising so quickly that they have to turn to cannibalism soon.
Oh, they ain't nothing else to eat.
They will
accept each other.
Yeah, because they, as we know, they are not social animals. Wow. They don't travel in groups.
Wow.
They don't care about each other for any other purpose other than procreation. They see each other as competition. And so eventually, they're going to start eating each other. And here's what I know about species that eat each other, Jeff.
Yeah.
They get the crazies.
Do they?
Dude. Hell yeah.
Okay.
You feed a cow to a cow and all of a sudden, mad cow.
Right.
You feed a person to a person.
Mad person. You feed an old ad executive to another old ad executive in the 50s. Mad men.
Oh, you like that one.
I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, you're real into that one.
I thought that was real good.
What can we do? The answer is probably nothing.
Well, you know what is happening in the sea, though?
What?
All the cephalopods are like hanging out. They're listening to their little cephalopod podcast. And one of the cephalopods is saying to the other one, think about all the weird bipedal creatures on the land is sooner or later, they're just going to turn on each other and kill each other. They do it every few decades. They start killing each other and eventually they'll just wipe each other out because that's too real right now. Right?
That's too real right now. I don't even like because it was not even as you being an octopus do I like that joke.
Yeah.
Even if you had done like a weird octopus voice, I probably still wouldn't have liked it because it's too real right now.
Well, my octopus voice is very real.
The octopus voice is just you.
Working on it. It's so good.
You're like, I feel like this is just how an octopus sounds if they could speak English. I don't know why you would feel like you have to do some sort of like weird underwater Aquaman bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, guys. The moral of the story is if we don't turn on ourselves, eventually the cephalopods will come for us.
Yeah,
I think that's what we're learning here.
Yeah. The moral of the story, I think, is watch more Real World.
I mean, sure. Yes.
If you want to get that knowledge.
Not anymore.
Hot tubs.
No, anything from like.
Do they still make those?
Anything from like Vegas on. No, Hawaii on. Anything from Hawaii on is just a bone fest.
Oh, yeah. There was just like, get the hot people in the hot tubs and they'll bone down.
Yeah.
But do they still make those? Are those, is MTV still a channel? Do we have any data on that?
Yeah. They've got a great TV show. I can't get into this right now, but it's called Are You the One? It's really good.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. They basically just took the real world and turned it into a legitimate sex competition.
Okay.
It's pretty good,
it's like, let's
man.
Let's drop the pretense here.
Yeah.
What do we want to see?
MTV's real good, and it won't surprise me when an underwater species wipes us out. How do you guys feel about cephalopod? That's a dumb question. I know how you feel. Yeah. You're terrified of them.
Right.
You live in fear of them every moment.
We're stoking those fears.
Yeah. Well, as there's some things
that need to be stoked,
that you need to be afraid of.
Okay.
There's a healthy amount of fear, I think. Guys, let's do this. How long do you think it'll be before the cephalopods take over? And why do you think it will take that long?
Yeah.
You can hashtag ballpark that, Mad Men. Mm-hmm. And no one's using that anymore. That's what's great.
That's what's sad and great.
We can park on that.
Yeah.
I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And time's up.
Oh, your biscuits are done.
My biscuits are done, so I got to go. But we'll see you guys next time.